Hello everyone, welcome back to Winning the Game with me, Wilhelm Hast, as I give perspectives and reflections on how to go about creating a vision for the next 10 to 14 months of your life. Last episode, I spoke about the pitfall of getting clear about the present and asking yourself what you could do about that. That's a pitfall because no transformation happens then. Change and improvement might happen, but if you want transformative results, you need to go from where you're at and ask yourself, well, what do I actually want, regardless of where I am? And today we're going to speak about another pitfall. I have lots of clients now who are engaged in this visioning for the future 10 to 14 months, and sometimes they get stuck. They feel frustrated, they don't have clarity, start to get disappointed with themselves. Often they see clearly in one or two domains of their life where they want to go for the future. And in one or two domains, they simply get frustrated. And the more they think, the more hopeless they feel. And they start to lose trust that any transformation or even improvement is possible at all. And the joy they felt about getting clarity in one or two domains starts to dissipate because it's so frustrating to not see clearly what you want. You don't see clearly even what's good for you. You get just frustrated when you think about the domain of being or the domain of balance because you can't figure out the more you think, the more frustrated you get. I don't know if you recognize yourself, but that's not a fun place to be. Now, the mistake, or the ignorance, you could say, is that we don't see as human beings how the four domains overlap and impact each other. We have the domain of body, your relationship to your, physical body in terms of fitness and fuel and sleep habits and like how we're doing body-wise. Then we got the domain of being, the connection to your own soul, the domain of spirituality, of purpose, of faith, if you're a person of faith. Balance is your closest family, your husband or wife or partner, and your kids and closest friends. And then we have the domain of business. That's your work and your finances. Now, I lately spoke to a client who was really clear on the business side of life, goals and visions, and was very inspired about what could be happening. It could happen this year. That domain, in the domain of body, the client was very comfortable and at ease and said, I'm really good there. It's easy for me. I take care of my body. I focus on my body. I know what to do and how to improve and expand. And I have a vision for my body. But I can't see deeper in being, sense of purpose, connection to what's true for me, and balance. I also draw a blank. And then the client started to speak about the domain of being and purpose and meaning and how difficult it was. And it went on and on for a while. To which I soon responded, well, I just have a gut feel here. I don't think the being domain is your main issue. I think it is your lack of freedom and clarity in terms of life with your family. And then for the next 30, 40 minutes, we had a beautiful conversation about the lack of freedom, a lack of clarity, and lack of truth and inspiration with regards to key relationships in her family. And the longer we talked about that, the more freedom showed up. There was laughter in the conversation. There was a sense of somebody returning to an exploration of what was true for her in terms of her family relationships. And it got really clear that there was no clarity to find in the domain of being until we had explored and been truthful about, the current state of quality in key relationships in the domain of balance. So it's as simple as that. Sometimes your lack of clarity in one domain isn't sourced by that domain itself, it's your lack of clarity and certainty in another domain. For some people, they don't get clarity about work and business unless they first get clear on a deeper purpose, either for their work or even for their life. Some people are struggling at work, but they need to invest more attention in their body, their habits, their practices, the level of energy, the stress levels, and alter something around how they relate to their own body to find the energy to even get clear about what's next in business. Well, you get the point. Don't try to sort out one domain if you get stuck by focusing a lot into that domain. Pause that for a while and then just look at some other domain and see if you get clarity there and then notice if freedom opens up in that first domain. And also, if it's difficult to see a year out, 10 to 14 months, just set yourself a quarterly target or a vision for the next 2, 3 months. And then in 2, 3 months' time, you will have more clarity, certainty, and freedom to envision and create a longer future for yourself, perhaps till the end of the year. So, all four domains are interconnected. One domain is impacted by the level of clarity and power in the other domains. And if you get stuck, see if the source of the stuckness is rather to be found in a different domain than the domain you're thinking of. So, good luck with your creation of an inspiring future for yourself for the next year. And we'll see you in the next episode.